everybody. I'm Shireen Kasim, the committee secretary of the committee, and according, welcome to the first meeting of the committee. According to the NA Rule 129, we have to elect a chairperson for the committee. Do I have any nominations for chairperson? Mr. Mtetwa?
I propose the name of Richard Mtagan.
Is there any seconder for that? Do you want Mr. Mtagan?
Yes, I wish to second the nomination of Honorable Mtagan.
Do we have any other nominations? In the absence of any other nominations, Mr. Mdakana, you are now the chairperson of the committee. You may take the chair.
Yeah, good morning, colleagues, and thank you very much for the nomination. Welcome, and you know what I'm saying. And we should start with our meeting. It's not going to be a very, very, very long meeting, colleagues. The meeting really was about the establishment of these committees today. And we have established a committee. We have appointed the whip, who's Mr. Mtetwa, Honorable Mtetwa, or Comrade Mtetwa. Then I'll use the Honorable and Comrade interchangeably, and hopefully no one will be offended by that. And thank you very much, colleagues. And we should then move on and try to, we don't have a very long agenda, colleagues, really. It was the nomination of the chairperson, and the general will be program of the committee. And then, colleagues, you know that we are starting our EPCs, the standard public committees, and I think it's next month. And then we must be preparing ourselves then for department to come and make a presentation, and because the department must come and put forward their strategic plan, we have to decide all these matters really, hopefully. The next meeting that is going to sit, the program of action will be there. It's just a calendar for our meeting and issues that are going to be discussed in each and every meeting. I think that's what we can do today, and hopefully colleagues will also read the rules of the National Assembly just to ensure that the rules of the National Assembly are read and the members understand them. And then we are honored to have one female comrade joining us. And we should, colleagues, do that. And the secretary of the committee, Shireen, she's here. I think now you have the names and the numbers of all colleagues. And it's always good for us to introduce ourselves. It's our first meeting. We will know some colleagues who may not know each and everyone. And we should then, I think, we start with our staff. Shireen, you must introduce yourself first.
Morning, I'm Shireen Kasim, the committee secretary.
Andile Sokomani, the committee researcher.
Lungisa Balfour, committee assistant.
Morning, I'm Temba Kubula, media officer for the committee.
Good morning, I'm Bule Lamfekani, secretary to the chair.
A very good morning. My name is Lebohang Tikane. I'm the parliamentary liaison officer for the ministry.
Morning. I'm Siyabonga Mkhwanazi from the New Age.
There's Gwendol Bach from PMG.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I think the team and the support team has introduced themselves. Honorable members. We want to start on the left, on my left, not because ideologically I left, but on my left.
Good, thank you, Chairperson. My name is Sillo Albert Kleyani. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Enoch Mthethwa. I'll be the whip in this committee.
Comrade Amos Masondo.
My name is Phil Mapulani. I'm a member of the committee.
My name is Abram Mulefe Modau, member of the committee.
I'm Abinath Muditela Matoko. I'm the member of this committee.
I'm Ngaba Banga, a member of the committee.
Mkule Wasleng, a member of the committee.
Okay. Okay, good morning. No. Oh, sorry.
My name is Kevin Malam. I'm from the Eastern Cape. I'm a member of the committee.
Okay, from the Eastern Cape. Agreed, Bambi. Is the decision close? Thank you.
No, Chair.
I want to check maybe when are we investigating really starting. Yes, I know we started today, but the actual business, is it next week or during the course of the week we'll do something? Or because ideally, to me, when are we going to have possibly the minister also coming? Maybe will it not be wise that he comes in the first, we invite him in the first meeting we'll have with the department? Thank you.
If he's ready, I think that we are going to link with the ministry, have some discussion on this matter. For sure, I think the committee first must meet to adopt a program. And, committees will meet on Tuesdays, some will meet on Wednesdays, and some will meet on Fridays. I just hope that our committee should be on Fridays, because no one will run away, because this thing of Friday, not a working day, is wrong. And then stop you from going to PE, remain here until the end of the meeting. That's what you want to do. No, I think ours would meet on Tuesdays. And then every Tuesday, of course, the committee will meet. I think we are going to meet every Tuesday now, precisely because of the program of Parliament, the preparing ourselves for the department to present their strategic plan. But I'm aware, of course, that the minister has not really finalized the strategic plan. He's still working on it. May not be next week. I think he won't be ready even by next week, because he's starting really new and he's starting to prepare himself very well for strategic plans of the department. There may be other areas that he wants to share, because the president spoke a lot about local government. And then they showed that the minister is going to take some of those matters and try to deal with them. Honorable Siane.
Thank you, Chair. The reason we do not really have much to say today is because we've just established the committee.
Yeah.
And having established the committee, we believe that a proposed program will then be instituted and disseminated to the members. That will give a guidance in terms of what the committee thinks needs to be done. And we think that simultaneously, the minister and other people relevant to this committee will also be putting their feet on the ground. Now, when everything has settled and we've got an idea about what needs to be done, then we can all begin to open our minds. Today, we're grateful that we've managed to establish the committee. That is the first step in the right direction. Very soon, in coming weeks and months, we'll then be able to chart forward a particular program of action in which we will all get in. I think that is the raison d'etre of the committee present. Thank you.
Okay, colleagues, thank you very much. Then, yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Chair. My appeal is that as soon as the program is ready, can we please be furnished with the program as soon as possible, so that we don't get information late. Like I got an SMS about the sitting of this committee yesterday in the afternoon. The committee was sitting today. So if we can try and do our things well in time, so that members don't get inconvenienced.
Well, it's the first sitting, colleagues, and surely all other meetings will be on time. Programs are going to be circulated for every member, and we'll work it out then systematically. The whip of the committee is the whip of the committee for every person here who is a member of the committee, not just the governing party only. And then we are going to work it out, colleagues, nicely, and then I think we'll be able to address some of the issues. So, Professor. Okay. Colleagues, there will be no other discussion, really. I think it's proper for us to adjourn the meeting. And surely the secretary, the researcher, the whip will meet with the chairperson soon. Not in this big room. And in general, that these are too big for committees. I always prefer some rooms that are not as big as this. But of course, local government is the busiest, I'm told, and we are going to be extremely busy. A lot of organization accounts and come to make presentations. A lot of work that we have to be doing as a team. I think we must all be fit to work very hard. And we're going to Mandela Bay Metro very soon, and I think to deal with some of the issues there in other matters. I think that has adjourned our meeting. We'll meet, the secretary is going to circulate the program after we have adopted it. Then the meeting dates then will be there. I think we do have the phone numbers of every member, because it's important for every member to have phone numbers of the secretary, the researcher. Also have phone numbers of other members. Sometimes we'll be delayed somewhere at the airport, then we have to phone wherever. If you can't find a whip, at least you must phone another member to tender your apology, or your secretary to tender your apology. And I want to really encourage colleagues to read the rules, because no member of parliament becomes effective if he doesn't or she doesn't know the rules. Every time you stand up, you call you to order. And it's very important for members of the committee to really understand the rules, at least the committee section rules. If you don't want to read every rule, but the committee one, I think, will be very important. Because it makes it easy for a committee to function when all of us, we are glued. We appreciate the rules, because all meetings are driven by the rules. Generally speaking, it's not a general political discussion of Mbango. It's really driven by the rules, and therefore the rules of committees is very important. And other rules of the assembly, I think, are very important. But that's what really I want to make as an appeal, because I've realized that some committees that they don't know the rules, it's difficult to work in the committee. And because people don't follow the rules, they make it difficult for things to move. And of course, Parliament is a political body. It's a political body, not a hospital. It's a political body. And then people express their views freely and openly, and also be open to be engaged by those who want to engage them. I think the team is going to work very well, and I think we are going to make things happen. And the local government is very important for all of us. Then I think we must drive this process. We should then, colleagues, go to other meetings, and we'll meet. I think possibly will be next week, should they. And then thank you very much, and take care. Meeting adjourned.